Clockwork Fox Studios in St. John's, the company behind Zorbitz Math, the blended learning platform that helps K-6 students discover their love for learning math, has been sold to Pittsburgh-based Carnegie Learning, a leading provider of K-12 learning solutions. Zorbitz CEO Ed J. Martin joins the VOCM Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Just first off, Ed, tell our listeners about Clockwork Fox Studios and Zorbitz Math.
For sure. So Clockwork Fox Studios is the name of our company, but we're certainly most well known for Zorbitz Math Adventure, and across the country we're really just known as Zorbitz Math Adventure. Zorbitz is what you said. It's a platform of really a suite of tools and resources for teachers to help guide really great lessons in the classroom, really sort of all centered around, of course, the Zorbitz Math Adventure game that's, you know, a really high-quality learning experience for kids, but that's based in really good sort of educational practices that helps them develop a good understanding of math.
So why is this sale to Pittsburgh-based Carnegie Learning such significant news?
For a whole bunch of different things. I mean, one, it's you know, we really look at internally, we're an impact-driven company, and we are, you know, looking to grow our impact as quickly and most effectively as possible, and it's an amazing organization to be able to do that with. We have complete, you know, we're really philosophically aligned, but really complementary the way our products and our teams fit together. But locally, I think it's also just another big win for the technology community. You know, we've been, the whole group of us have been pretty on fire, I think, for the last couple of years, and it's a really amazing community to be part of, and I think it's a win for, you know, all the many organizations and individuals have been, you know, part of everything we've been doing over the years.
Yeah, what might this mean for students in the province?
For students in the province, well, students in the province already all have access, or their teachers have access to Zorbitz Math Adventure. So that's wonderful for that. You know, Zorbitz will be here forever for sure now. It also means that we're building grades 4, 5, and 6 now. So Zorbitz is K-3. We're building a new student experience for 4, 5, 6. And as part of the acquisition, Carnegie Learning will be investing in developing and growing that product. So that is coming.
Yeah, and you just spoke to it a little bit, but why Carnegie?
Carnegie, you know, it's funny. We first started talking in 2019, actually, and we were just looking for a distribution partner. We were doing really well in Canada. We wanted to sort of go a little more quickly in the U.S. And I talked to someone at a conference, and they said, "Wow, you guys sound a lot like Carnegie Learning, except they do grades 6 to 12, and you guys do the younger grades. So you should reach out." And I did. It was just a LinkedIn reach out, and we got to talking. And again, I was looking for distribution, but we just saw all of the pieces that fit together so incredibly well. And so the conversation quickly turned to what would you think about this scenario, an acquisition scenario? I said, you know, it's kind of not really what we were looking for, but this is pretty cool. So let's talk about it. And a couple of years later, this is where we are.
So why is this such a big milestone for the education tech industry here in the province?
Well, the education tech industry, I mean, it's I would say it's relatively small in the province. So in terms of ed tech, this is huge. We now have we've been doing well. We're at 30 people now, but I think we'll grow a lot more. And I think we can really become sort of the foundational piece of education technology in the province, I hope. And I hope, you know, we see more education technology startups, you know, sprout up you know, can become sort of more of a center of excellence, you know, for that type of work.
Zorbitz Math CEO Ed J. Martin, thank you for this.
Thanks so much.